This week, I'm going to talk about how to conduct a productive meeting. A friend of mine recently started a new job and quickly discovered his company likes to have many meetings, often for no apparent reason. The meetings are poorly run, they go on and on, too many people are invited to the meetings, and there is often no clear purpose or outcome for the meetings. Well, needless to say, my friend is feeling quite frustrated. So I thought a few meeting do's and don'ts would be helpful for all of those companies out there struggling with meeting mayhem. Let's start with the do's. Do have a goal for the meeting. What do you want to accomplish? When the meeting is over, what do you want to walk away with? If you can't think of an intended outcome or goal, then don't have a meeting. Do choose who attends the meeting carefully. More people does not a productive meeting make. Only invite those people who are crucial to the discussion or goal. Do have an agenda. Be clear about what you want to talk about, how long you will focus on each agenda item, and what the goal for the meeting is, so everyone in the room knows. And do start the meeting on time, even if people are late. Send the message that you value people's time and will not hold everyone hostage until the latecomers arrive. Do have someone facilitate the meeting, which is usually the person who created the agenda. Bring any tangential conversations back to the subject on hand. Do end on time, even if you've not finished discussing what was on the agenda. If you're close to a resolution, you can ask the participants if they can meet for an additional 10 to 15 minutes. But be considerate of people's time. My friend's first meeting was scheduled for 30 minutes and lasted 60 minutes. It's really hard to schedule your day when you don't know how long a meeting truly is going to go. All right, let's talk about some meeting don'ts. Don't arrive late to the meeting. One of the most frustrating things is showing up on time to a meeting and then having it delayed by latecomers. Don't interrupt the meeting by talking to your neighbor. Not only is that rude to the person speaking, but you miss out on what's being discussed. Also, avoid going off on a tangent about something unrelated. There's nothing more annoying than having someone sidetrack the meeting when they talk about how that reminds them of the time their dog, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. Stick to the subject on hand. Don't check emails or answer the phone. Again, that's rude. I recently spoke to a Rotary group, and before I was introduced to speak, they collected dollar bills if their members were guilty of any bad behavior. One of the transgressions was texting or emailing during the meeting. I thought that was a great idea. You could make that a policy in your company meetings and then donate the money to a local charity. When you're in a meeting, turn your ringer off and put your phone away so you're not tempted to look at it. Don't interrupt participants. Let them make their point, then speak. Lastly, don't dominate the meeting. Some people just love to talk. Only speak if you have something meaningful to add to the conversation. Meetings can be challenging. Most of us were not taught how to properly run or attend them. If your company could use some help getting your unmanageable meetings under control, consider hiring a trainer, such as myself, to teach your team meeting fundamentals. You'll gain much by having more productive and enjoyable meetings. I'm Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.